Right, well, as we look over a slightly atmospheric track, it's a very very quiet, which is odd for a speedway with the speedway lights on. I think it's one of those meetings, Barry, which perhaps we didn't get out of it, what we did for the effort that put in. There was some Herculean effort put in by some of our riders, but it didn't run away with us too much, but unfortunately, obviously not the result we were looking for.
No, it's a sad fact that we didn't have the rub of the green tonight. Initially, with David Mason unable to attend, he doesn't go very well, particularly well around here. It made the Kings already stronger, and they used that the rider replacement facility to their best advantage. However, you know, it's a sad fact, but we did manage to beat them again, third time in a row, so now we've got to wait until 2017. But our boys really stuck it at them today. We had a little bit of bad luck with Gates, an overzealous referee, in my opinion, for penalising our extremely fast starting James Cockle tonight. But that's Speedway for you, which, again, I'm bitterly disappointed. However, of course, it was very entertaining Speedway. The racing was fantastic again. We seem to have some of the best racing in our league here at the Andrew Uni Stadium, and the crowd was fantastic.
I think that's it. I think with every team that comes here and every sort of new visitor that comes here, I think the reputation of the Andrew Uni Stadium just builds and builds, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just fantastic. I'm very passionate, as I hope everybody realises, about the Speedway here, and so is Martin. You know, we want it to be a massive success. We have lots of people becoming more and more involved. We've had a great success at the two shows that we did recently at Wootton and the Jag Enthusiast show, and it shows that works, because I actually saw people who said that they were going to come, they were here tonight. So from that perspective, we're extremely proud of that. We're extremely proud of the reputation that we're getting across the National League and throughout Speedway, actually, for the show that we put on and the way we entertain.
That's right. I mean, it's amazing, even on a small island like this. It's amazing. I know I find it through what I do with Vectis Radio as well. It's amazing that no matter how much publicity you put out there and how many shows you do, it's always worth plugging away at it, because you always get someone. I still get someone, people always saying, oh, it's Speedway back on the island. You think, don't you listen to the radio? Don't you look in the county press? But still, the positive side of that is it just goes to show that it pays to keep your publicity going on.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we advertise on radio stations, as you know. Vectis as well, with your reports, the papers, Beacon magazine. We were in the Chamber of Commerce magazine. We do shows. There's banners across the island. There's posters. It's at the ferry ports. And you know, if anybody else has got another idea that we can do to make the public aware that Island Speedway is back, we are proud to be on the island. We're proud to race for the island, and we're proud to represent the island across the country. And all the great things about the island, its ethos, its people, its atmosphere, everything. Because that's what I believe we do. And we do that by the way in which we conduct our meetings. It's all family-led. There's more children here tonight and more families than at any other stadium within the country. And that's in any league, I wager. And that's what we're all about, and this is what we want to continue.
And of course, we're trying to spread the love a bit, I guess, on Thursday with a challenge match with Exeter. We're trying hard to, I guess, replicate what you're doing here on the island.
Yeah, well, you know, like good friends Rob and Mr. Spencer returning, sort of trying to return Speedway back to Exeter. And of course, one of our sponsors, this Cobras Garage Hall, was quite involved with them there. We're doing our bit, you know, we're doing our bit to help them. They've got quite a strong side coming here on Thursday. The boys will have to do well to beat that side. We have, of course, Great Britain international Adam Ellis, who's riding with us on Thursday. And we hope that he can, spearhead our team to a victory. There is a trophy involved, actually. It's not just a challenge match, it's a solo trophy. It will be nice to have a piece of silverware in the cupboard for 2016. The fact that we have such a good team for 2016, considering how late we came to the table, we're continually looking for a number one to replace Benji, because he will have to be replaced. And our reserves, while working really, really hard, and they are always improving, it seems that in some respects, our reserves find it a bit of a challenge, and we're working with them. Of course, you've seen the massive improvement in George Piper, the massive improvement in Tyler, it's just a case of them getting the rub of the green and having, you know, not just one good meeting, but 10 good meetings, and then they increase their averages.
I have to try and catch up with him Thursday if it's about, but how's Brendan doing? I think it's nice to see him make a brief return to the track to have a quick practice.
Yeah, he had a skid today, and, you know, he rode it pretty well. I spoke to him, of course, straight away afterwards, and he said that, unfortunately, his arm still isn't ready. You know, he wouldn't be able to do more than three quarters of a lap in one go. So, you know, my advice remains the same as it was when Brendan first got injured, because it was such a severe break, is the season is over. And realistically, he should target riding this year and look to, you know, to return to his rightful place in the Warriors in 2017.
Oh, well, that's great news, something to look forward to in 2017. And I shall be here Thursday, but I must stop indulging in those lovely burgers from the Premier Lounge, because it's not doing my figure any good, but I gave up on that a while ago. So cheers, Barry, and look forward to doing it all over again on Thursday.
Okay, cheers. Thanks a lot, Simon.